up on the right edge, painting the outside of the zone, 1-1. Raptors down 2-0. Here, bottom three. Naples sets, kicks, delivers. Swing and a miss inside, 1-2. So Conniff batting a .455 at 5 hits on 11 at-bats. He's had a great start. The 1-2, Conniff drives one out into the left field side in foul territory near the concession stand. So, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. As Conniff, the left-handed batter on Naples, the righty, so righty on lefty here. The 2-2 inside, and that goes off of the ankle of Conniff. So taking third is Duffy. So Alex Duffy on the verge of getting the first run for the Raptors. So full count with 2 outs. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 down for the Woodchucks. The payoff. Conniff drives one. This is well hit back towards the right center field. This ball is gone. A 2-run shot for Chris Conniff. And the Raptors tie this up at 2 apiece. Chris Conniff continues his hot start. And just like that, we're notched up at 2. Massive there for the Raptors. They're right back in this game. A 2-run shot.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Guy Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 43. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear skies again. Tomorrow night, 47. High of 80 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Saturday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and we've been talking with Sally Flash and
Skyward, Aspirus Health. You are listening Solara to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Rafters 2, Woodchucks 2, as the left fielder Matt Olive will step in. The right-hander faces Nabholz, who has done well so far as a swing and a miss on the outside edge. 0-1. Olive of Valparaiso Beacon and a Minneapolis, Minnesota native batting a 167 as he check swings on the outside edge. First base umpire Archer Flores Pareda had a better look at it. Says he did not go, so a ball and a strike. As Nabholz kicks and delivers as Olive drives one out into center field, reaching under it and making the grab is Pearson for the first out. Good contact there from Matt Olive. Wasn't able to find any open space. So now this is going to bring up Alex Duffy, who is one of two players to get a hit in this game as he was able to jam a ball into the left field side that just went over the third baseman, so he took first, eventually was sent home from a Conniff two-run shot as Duffy sees a ball up in the zone, 1-0. Fastball came in at 88 miles per hour, and the Elon native slotted in that catcher, the 1-0, up in the inside for a strike, 1-1. Nabholz has pitched 5 1/3 innings as he sets the 1-1, swinging a ball driven out on the left field side in foul territory, 1-2. Alex Duffy, the left-hander, who's recorded his third hit so far as Duffy bounces one on the right field side in foul territory, stays here at 1-2. Off-speed pitch came in at 80 miles per hour as Nabholz comes set, shakes it off, likes to pitch, kicks, sets, delivers, and a foul tipped on the left ankle of Duffy as he shakes it off. steps out of the batter's box, regather himself, and step in. Nabe Holtz, the 1-2. Duffy upstairs, swing and a miss, strike three. So Duffy, 1-for-2 today, as this brings up batting in the nine hole, Brandon Rogers, who flew out in his last plate appearance, and a guy that's batting 219, had a red hot start in his first four games here for the Rafters, has cooled off since. So a guy, though, that has 9 runs. He has 3 RBIs as swing and a miss up in the zone, 0-1. Curveball came in at 77 miles per hour. So Brandon Rogers, who's been a lot in the leadoff spot this season, this is his second time. He's batting ninth as he sees a strike across the plate on the outside edge. Nabe Holtz has done well to get up in the count 0-2 with 2 down here for the Woodchucks. The 0-2, curveball up and away for a ball 1-2. Came in at 77 miles per hour. 2 outs. Nabe Holtz sets, kicks, and serves the 1-2. Rogers pops one up into center field, and under the glove is Dalton Pearson for the third out. So the score still stays at 2 apiece as we head to the top of the 6th inning. This game, don't go away. This is going to be sure to be a good ending.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 43. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear skies again. Tomorrow night, 47. High of 80 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Saturday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Guy Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the sixth inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And Jesse Donahoe, the second baseman, has been put to a halt today. He's grounded out. He's struck out looking. And his first pitch on the way, out in the inside, 1-0. So 1 ball and no strikes. Actually, Donahoe has walked and struck out looking. So the 1-0, a swing and a ground ball into Cody, who reaches out and makes the catch to flip over to first. Right on time. So 1 down here for the Rafters. A heads-up play there from the Cal State Northridge product. Cody reaches to his left, fields the ground ball, and flips it over to Sheeler. So Donahoe grounds out that time, and now this brings up Michael McGinnis, who's walked and struck out looking in his 2 at-bats. So the designated hitter, also the Georgia State product. Cody comes set, sets and delivers curveball inside of the zone, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. One down here for the Raptors. Top six, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard, the shortstop. Fields it up, throws across to first, and that's right on time for this second out. So back-to-back ground outs, now bringing up Brady Jurgela, who had a home run in his first plate appearance, a solo shot to right center field, and then also grounded out as well. He's 1-for-2 today. So not a lot of hitting between these two teams. 5 combined hits, Woodchucks 3 of them, and each team with 2 apiece in the runs. So hitting this one back towards center field, right into the glove of Ty Johnson. So 3 down for the Raptors as we head to the top of the six. Each team, not 2 apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six we go. Score notched up at 2 apiece as a pitching change is in store for the Wausau Woodchucks as, well, Nabolt, went 6 innings. And so this brings up Christian Clack, the left-hander out of UAB, and a rising junior from Tulsa, Oklahoma, will step in. So he slotted in at 6-4. And the Raptors facing their first lefty of the game. So Ty Johnson, the left-handed batter, as we return to the top of the order. 0-for-2 today. Popped out and grounded out as well. A guy looking to get his first hit. Batting a 293 with 12 hits so far. And his first pitch on the way. Inside, down on the ankle of Johnson for a ball, 1-0. That was a fastball, came in at 90 miles per hour. Sets Clack fires, 1-0, swing and a miss, outside edge. Boy, he has an arm, 1-1. Another fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. So Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas, and the McLennan Community College product. Swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop, Del Sol. That goes off of his right thigh, not able to field that. Bounces in to shallow right field. So Ty Johnson will take first and get his first hit of the game. So Chris Conniff is due up here, and Conniff, who walked on his first plate appearance and hit a two-run shot in his second. So Conniff starting off his second summer here in Wisconsin Rapids on a high note. So Johnson leads off at first. Clack sets, delivers, and showing bunt was Conniff, but sees a strike across the plate 0-1. Another pitch came in at 90 miles per hour. Christian Clack, a big arm out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Looks over to first, and then now pickoff attempt at first as went to Burr, but sliding safe in time with Ty Johnson. Johnson will head to Baylor next year, playing the Big 12 in the Power 5 Conference. As Clack sets, delivers the 0-1, a curveball comes right in the zone, 0-2. Matt Del Sol has a lot of talent for the Woodchucks, but he's committed errors at times and has been careless with the baseball. The Rafters have been able to benefit off of that. So the 0-2 from Clack lances at first, sets, delivers, and that goes off of the ankle of McGann and drops into right field. So taking second is Ty Johnson with no outs here. A ball and two strikes and a runner in scoring position. And the Rafters take the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Conniff. Two balls, two strikes. Sets. Lances at second. And knee high. 2-2, swing and a miss. As McGann checks over and throws it to first. As that looked like that went off the glove of McGann, who was able to make the throw to first. So this is going to have Johnson stand at second and Jack Basir, the third baseman, struck out today, looking to get going. Each team with three hits and each team with two runs. It's been nothing been able to decide between these two teams. One out here. Clack comes set, kicks, and fires on the outside edge, 1-0. Another 90-mile-per-hour fastball. He is throwing a lot of heat. He has a big arm on the mound. As the 1-0, swinging a ground ball, a broken bat over to the shortstop in Del Sol. He throws it to first, right on cue for the second out. But that advances Ty Johnson to third. That's another broken bat we've seen. That's the second this game. Remind you, it is a wood bat league. So these things are prone to happen. But a runner in scoring position, in prime scoring position, Ty Johnson. He's 90 feet away from taking the lead here on the bottom of the sixth. Danny Sheeler is due up. Sheeler grounded out twice. He had a hit on four bats yesterday, batting a 250. And this goes off of the ankle of McGann. Drops into the right foul side as Johnson thought about going home, but retreated back to the bag. So a ball and no strikes, two outs. One of the Woodchucks, bottom six. Can the Rafters get one home? Can an RBI come true for Danny Sheeler? The Salisbury product, the 1-0, swinging a ground ball into the glove of Clack and flips it over to first for an easy out. So three outs for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom, the top of the seventh. Each team at two apiece. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh, two apiece. As the Rafters were able to answer, as the Woodchucks struck first in the top of the second, Chris Conniff, a two-run shot on the bottom of the third, and each team with three hits. But a pitching change is in store for the Rafters as Anthony Benetti, a rising junior at Atterbury University and a Tampa, Florida native, is down on the count, the 1-0. So Matt Del Sol, the shortstop. Foul tips one backside, 1-1. Benetti has appeared in one game so far with an inning pitched and a strikeout, so not obviously a lot of work on the mound, but this is a guy that is not shy to the Northwoods League. He has been here in this position before, played in 2021 for the Kalamazoo Growlers out of the Great Lakes East Division as a curveball comes across the plate for the second strike, 1-2. He had 18 and two-thirds innings pitched with the Growlers, 26 hits allowed, 18 runs, but he acquired 17 strikeouts on an 8.20 ERA. So Benetti, the right-hander, wearing the number 23 jersey for the Rafters as the 1-2 outside edge and getting thrown out at first. So the ball hit Del Sol, and it went, like, skimmed off of him into Duffy, and umpire said fair. So it was an easy throw from Duffy to Sheeler for one down. So Vincent Samuel, who was able to get a double in his first at-bat and then grounded out in his second, here top of the seventh. As pitch on the way from Benetti up in the zone for a ball, 1-0. So that's what we've seen. We've seen, you know, obviously Porthan was injured, and we all hope he's okay. Haven't received word yet what it is as a strike from Benetti. But Porthan was going to go three innings, and Cody went, I guess, well, three and a third inning as Benetti curveball outside of the edge for two balls and a strike. But Kirk Schreider loves to, and what he's been doing is he's been going the first two pitchers get three innings each, and then he's been giving reps to guys because that's what it's about in summer collegiate ball, getting guys reps so they can go back to their collegiate team better than they were before. So three balls and a strike. Benetti threw it in low. One down here, top of the seventh. One out. Set the kick from Benetti, the 3-1, the check swing, and he did go as Vincent Samuel positioned at third base today. Was able to get a run in and the second run for the Woodchucks. As the full count with one out, swinging a pop-up into shallow right. Running under it is the second baseman, Chris Conniff, for the second out. So two down for the Rafters here, top seven. As this brings up Matt McGann, the catcher. And McGann, who also had a double and a ground out today, he's 1-for-2. He's wearing that bright orange ankle brace on his left ankle. And excuse me, this is actually Jacob Schroeder, wearing number 21, the catcher. So change Schroeder out of Illinois and a Flossmoor, Illinois product. So he plays for the Fighting Illini in the Big Ten. Adding a 300, two RBIs, and three hits. as the 0-1. Swing and a miss upstairs, 0-2 with two down here. Top seven. Benetti comes set. Kicks and fires outside for a ball, 1-2. So, two down for the Rafters. Can they make it three? Each team with two runs, each team with three hits. It's been deadlocked at even as the 1-2. Swing and a miss outside edge for strike number three, out number three. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, score still stays at two apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the seventh we go, and reminding you, this Rafters game is brought to you by Comfort Air, Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, your local HVAC experts. So, we return, bottom seven, Garrett Broussard is due up, and a guy that has popped out twice. He's made some good contact at the plate, hasn't been able to find some open space as Clack throws it outside of the edge for a ball 1-0. So two runs for each team, three hits for each team, six combined hits. The 1-0, Broussard, outside edge. And that just gives credit to this infield for both teams. They've been unbelievable, not allowing errors, have gotten outs when they needed to. As the 1-1 from Clack, up and away for the second ball, 2-1. Garrett Broussard arrived in Wisconsin Rapids basically 2 days ago, as he appeared in the game last night. Wasn't able to record a hit on four at-bats, but he was walked. So, two balls and a strike. As the pitch, swinging a line drive up through the second base gap in the center field, and the fourth hit of the game for the Rafters here comes in the bottom of the seventh. Garrett Broussard. So now this brings up Shane Taylor, who popped out and flew out. And the difference maker yesterday with a three-run shot in the bottom of the first. The only score of the game. So can the Rafters take the lead here, bottom seven? It's been a great start. Broussard leads off at first. Clack comes set. And delivers. Right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. So the Utah Tech product has been batting a 344 with six RBIs and 11 hits. Broussard, a big leadoff at first. And the DH, Shane Taylor, sees the 0-1. Curveball comes down low for a ball. 1-1. 80-mile-per-hour curveball. Taylor digs in on the pitch. And a bunt attempt from Shane Taylor as he saw a ball. So two balls on a strike. Sun is coming down here on this cloudy and hazy evening. The sun is shining just a bit as the 2-1 outside for a strike, 2-2. It's been hazy around here, and much of parts of the northern United States have faced a lot of haze recently from the wildfires, so we're feeling that here in Wisconsin Rapids, but the 2-2, and that hits the back of Shane Taylor as he will take first. Broussard will go to second, and two runners on here for the Rafters in the bottom of the seventh. And Taylor going to shake that one off, and now Matt Olive, who's batting at 167 this year. He has a home run and an RBI as coming out for a visit in the infield, meeting at the mound, and having some words with Christian Clack. Possibly a defensive change here with two runners on. You know, where to get the out at is Wausau discussing right now. What makes the most sense as Christian Clack's day will stay on the mound as this brings up Matt Olive. Obviously, the Valparaiso product, and a guy that wearing that yellow and black ankle brace, and Kirk Schreider dealing out signals from the dugout over to Broussard. So this is big here for the Rafters. Two runners on. There's no outs. They've out hit the Woodchucks 4-3. And a defensive line as Olive is going to show bunt. So Olive shows bunt. So this is interesting. Olive is showing bunt. They're bringing Ryan Burr up from first towards the bat, towards home plate. And then they're bringing Jesse Donahoe, the second base, out towards first. So a defensive line here as Clack throws, looking to throw back towards second. Broussard will lead off the bag once again. So Olive 0-1 here. Here they go on the defensive scheme again. Olive sees a ball inside. Burr is coming up from first towards home as he's getting in the infield. Donahoe is getting towards first, and Matt Del Sol is moved over. So Del Sol, the shortstop, is right near second. In between first and second is Donahoe, as showing bunt again is Olive, as he shows bunt on the left field side, and throwing at first is Olive. He gets out, but that advances the runner, so two runners in scoring position. At third is Broussard, at second is Taylor, and Olive did exactly what he was signed up to do and get a bunt there. So one down, and now head manager Brock Moss is coming out here on the mound. So this is interesting here. This is going to bring up Alex Duffy, who struck out and a base hit. And this is massive. Can the Rafters get a run here? They're on the verge of it. So Taylor's on second. Broussard is on third. And Kirk Schreider is calling in his players to have a word with them. And on the mound is Brock Moss with his infield and a pitcher. So a pitching change is in store. Christian Clack's day is now done. And it looks like pitcher or the Woodchucks Luke Fernandez. Oh, excuse me. Number 3-3. As Angelo Santagello out of Towson University and a Telluride, Colorado native. So, which is interesting because Telluride is a ski resort in southwestern Colorado, a small town. So a guy from a small town, primarily where skiing is the primary sport, has come in today to hopefully get the Woodchucks out of the jam. So at second is Taylor. Boussard stands at third. And Santagello, the right-hander, and the rising senior. So Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach for the Rafters, having a lot of words, a very interesting sequence here. If you're Alex Duffy, do you show bunt towards the right side? You try to get a hit, you try to get on base. Obviously, you need an RBI, but what is the correct formula here for the Rafters to get home? Obviously, Alex Duffy, if he can get a hit of any kind, that's at least going to send Broussard home. But if you're Duffy, what do you swing at? You try to be more conservative with one down here. You try to go after it and be aggressive to try to get a hit. It's going to be a lot of, you know, formulas here and formations here for the Rafters. So Alex Duffy, but fortunate for the Rafters, he's gotten a hit today. He was able to pop a ball up into the left field side that literally just dropped before the left fielder Jurgella can get it. So the infield has moved all the way in for the Woodchucks. Burr, Donahoe, Del Sol, and Samuel are not on the dirt. They are in the grass in the infield as Duffy flies one back into behind home plate, 0-1. They have to know the play is at the plate, at home plate, because the Woodchucks cannot afford to go down here in the bottom of the seventh. So one out. The infield has moved in. A big leadoff for Taylor at second. The 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. Santagello, one ball, one out, and one strike. He looks at second, delivers the 1-1. Duffy swinging a miss outside edge, 1-2. So a different defensive alignment for manager Brock Moss. The infield for the Woodchucks all in the green grass. They are not in the dirt. They are really close to the mound. The 1-2. Duffy, a ground ball over to first to Burr. Getting home is Broussard. And the Rafters take a 3-2 lead. Bottom of the seventh. So Duffy gets out at first. Broussard comes home. And Shane Taylor advances to third. So Alex Duffy getting himself doing exactly what he needed. It was just to get a hit. And it was just to get a hit towards the infield to send Broussard home. Rafters 3-2 here, bottom seven with two outs. This brings up Brandon Rogers. So basically, Duffy a sacrifice ground out and did exactly what he was needed. As Rogers swinging a miss down low for a strike, 0-1. Taylor at third. So can Brandon Rogers get an RBI? So now getting back towards their respected positions are the Woodchucks. Del Sol and Donahoe are back towards basically the outfield now as ball came in outside 1-1. Two outs. The 1-1, Rogers lines it out on the third baseline. That goes foul, 1-2. But how about that? Rafters had Broussard on third, Taylor on second, and Alex Duffy hit a ball to the first baseman, Burr, who dove for it and then ran over to first. But by that time he dove, Broussard was already on his way. There was no chance. The 1-2 outside, up and away for the second ball. Lights have started to turn on here at Woodard Field. Two outs. A Towson product, the second Towson pitcher this game, the 2-2. So I'm going to miss down low. That hits the edge of the bat, and the throw out from McGann to first to Burr for the third out. But the Rafters get a big run here in the bottom of the seventh as they take the lead 3-2. As we'll be back here in just a moment for the top of the eighth inning.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just